Today we're going to learn a little bit about the grandson of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu. His name is Hassan. His titles of Sibta Rasulullah, I, the grandson of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rehanatul Rasul, I, the flower of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba was born in the 15th of Ramadan in 3 al-Hijri. His father's name is Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza and his mother's name is Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the azan in his ear and he gave him a taniq, i.e. he rubbed the blessed saliva on his palate of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala. The aqiqah was performed by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he gave 2 rams for him. He was a very kind and a generous person and worshipping and forgiving. He used to sit down after Fajr and stay there till sunrise. And he used to talk to the people and meet them in the masjid and answer the religious issues. He traveled on foot from Medina to Makkah for performing Hajj 25 times. I don't know if any of our viewers have been blessed on the journey that is between Makkah and Medina. If you look at that journey, it's quite a rough terrain. It's not an easy journey to take. And it was told here that Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu made this journey on foot, not just once, not just twice, but 25 times. And it stated that he would give sadaqah and charity in abundance. Even twice he gave away all his wealth and once half of his wealth in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because of having been poisoned, he got martyred on the 5th of Rabi'ul Awal. In some incidents it says it was on the 49 al-Hijri, in others it says 50 al-Hijri. The shrine of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba is in Jannat al-Baqi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.